All right, if you've seen me on this channel before, the Adam Walker channel, you know that I scream and yell about Donald Trump's very clear and obvious cognitive decline, and we've reached a point where it's finally being talked about. I feel like I've kind of accomplished my goals, if you will. Like, I started screaming about this, and then, you know, time went on, it felt like nobody was talking about it, and now we have some rumbles in places like, you know, the New York Times, some more mainstream media saying, wait, Donald Trump's really not doing well, and I still think it's not talked about nearly enough. And so we're going to go over some new things today, and we're going to talk about how his administration is reacting, Caroline Leavitt, and a bunch of other stuff, and just go through the madness we've seen from Donald Trump lately. Look, if you haven't seen me here before, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Walker on the Adam Walker channel. I make similar videos to this on my own YouTube channel. You can find that in the link in the description down below. I appreciate all the love lately. You guys are the best. On this channel, the Adam Walker channel, we're trying to build something big, uplift Gen Z voices, and bring you as much news as possible and punch back against the other side of the aisle, the MAGA misinformation machine, MMM, if you will. So if you want to help us grow, be a part of this community, all you have to do is hit subscribe down below. Let's start with this clip from just the other day in the White House. Donald Trump went on one of the most hateful, racist rants I've heard in a while from the president. And that's saying something, because Donald Trump is, I mean, he goes on racist, disgusting, hateful rants all the time. But this one was particularly bad. And again, I think I like to, I say this every single time. It's already dangerous enough to see, have a narcissist in office, somebody who cares more about himself than the American people. It's even more dangerous to have a cognitively declining narcissist in office. Take a listen.
Got a lot of lakes, but this beautiful place, and I see these people ripping it off. And now I'm understanding, and you're going to look into that, Scott. I hear they ripped off Somalians. Ripped off that state for billions of dollars, billions, every year, billions of dollars, and they contribute nothing. The welfare is like 88%. They contribute nothing. I don't want them in our country, I'll be honest with you, okay? Somebody would say, oh, that's not politically correct. I don't care. I don't want them in our country. Their country is no good for a reason. Their country stinks. And we don't want them in our country. I could say that about other countries, too. I can say it about other countries, too. We don't want them to help. We have to rebuild our country. You know, our country's at a tipping point. We could go bad. We're at a tipping point. I don't know if people mind me saying that, but I'm saying it. We could go one way or the other. And we're going to go the wrong way if we keep taking in garbage into our country. Ilhan Omar is garbage. She's garbage. Her friends are garbage. These aren't people that work. These aren't people that say, let's go, come on, let's make this place great. These are people that do nothing but complain. They complain. And from where they came from, they got nothing. You know, they came from paradise, and they said, this isn't paradise. But when they come from hell, and they complain and do nothing but bitch, we don't want them in our country. Let them go back to where they came from and fix it. Thank you very much, everyone.
Donald Trump is such a hateful, gross individual. I mean, it's almost stunning to think about what was being said publicly and the types of things that gave the American people a reaction publicly just 5 or 10 years ago. And now to this, just an unbelievably hateful, disgusting rant. Garbage, incoherent rant in the Oval Office. I also think, stepping back from that for a second, just very broadly, hilarious to hear Donald Trump talking about other people, quote, whining and bitching. The guy, the sore loser, who literally all he does is complain. Our policies in the United States, like our tariff policies, are based on how Donald Trump is feeling that day. If he wants to whine because somebody made an ad about him or something, because he's a narcissist. He whines when media does this. He whines when media does that. It's always Donald, Donald, Donald. Donald Trump's the victim. If he loses, he's actually winning. If he's winning, he's the biggest winner ever. I mean, I could go on and on. And when you ask Caroline Leavitt about some of this, quote, this was her quote about what you just saw. This epic moment put an exclamation point on President Trump's 9th cabinet meeting of his second term, all of which have been entirely open to the press for the whole world to see. First of all, these aren't cabinet meetings, okay? It's just like a bunch of people saying, Mr. President, you're the most amazing person ever. There's nothing happening in there. The epic moment she was referring to is the video you just saw. So, you know, Caroline Leavitt and these people think that these racist, incoherent garbage rants are awesome. Meanwhile, the president, again, tweet, like posting this crazy shit on True Social. This is what really drives me nuts, is we don't hear much enough from just any news outlet at all about what you just saw, Donald Trump, going on a hate-filled rant. But you also don't see anything about the fact that the president is losing his mind on his social media account. He's posting AI photos of himself, Trump 2028. This is a AI photo made with Grok, which is Twitter's like AI bot or whatever. Look at this, Trump 2028, trying to make himself look younger, I'd assume, because this was literally him in the Oval Office the other day, falling asleep. Hope Walls, who is Tim Walz' daughter, absolutely incredible, has been taking to social media to talk about Trump and go after the goons and Donald Trump Jr. I want you to take a listen to this.
Oh, Don, it is so clear that your dad does not love you. Or if there is any love there, it's not for your compassion, like my dad loves me, but instead your cruelty. And that's not love. That's not love. I genuinely feel sad that you and your family feel the need to degrade and put down large swaths of the country in an attempt to make yourself feel better. My family and I will always be richer than yours. Always. Because we don't find joy in this. We find joy in each other and spending time together and doing quality good things for this world together, not tearing other people down. Those daddy issues are so, so clear, and I genuinely do feel sad for you. I do. I really hope you get the help you need. In the meantime, I'm going to continue building up that, you know, joy and love and happiness with my family, because at the end of the day, that's what matters. So good luck, Don. Good luck.
Again, that is Tim Walz's daughter, Hope Walz, just shredding Donald Trump Jr. Let me know what you think of that in the comments down below. She is killer. That was so well said. Yeah, and Donald Trump Jr. probably isn't doing well because his father, well, has, you know, I agree with Hope there, never loved him, but also his father is losing his mind. You can use Trump's Thanksgiving post to track his cognitive decline over time. So take a look at this. This is from 2013. Happy Thanksgiving to all, even the haters and losers. My best wishes to everyone for a happy Thanksgiving. That's 2010, 2013. Then we have 2019, happy Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving. Melania and I wish all Americans a very happy and blessed Thanksgiving. And then we go down to 2024, happy Thanksgiving to all, including the radical left lunatics who have worked so hard to destroy our country, but who have failed miserably, blah, 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 blah. Our country will soon be amazing, rant, rant, whine, whine, complain, complain. And then look at this from this year. I mean, my goodness, just going on an absolute tirade against, you know, another racist tirade about foreign populations, mentioning Ilhan, Omar in here, just saying absolutely disgusting, gross things, Somalian, you know, stuff about Somalian individuals and stuff about Minnesota. It's gross. It's so abhorrent and disgusting. And again, this is what happens when an already hateful, racist, narcissist becomes all of that and wraps it into cognitive decline. Also using these words, the R slur, to describe Governor Tim Walz, which I'm going to give you another video from Hope Walz here kind of about that in a second. But I find it so disheartening that there are children growing up, you know, watching that from the President of the United States. It actually kind of makes me sick to my stomach. There are MAGA households around the country that have Fox News on constantly on blast, and their little kids, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 years old, grow up while the parents cheer and clap and show the kid Donald J. Trump. And that should make you sick to your stomach. That's sickening, you know? When I was watching TV, I was watching like Barack Obama. I was born in 2002, so I was pretty young when Barack Obama was inaugurated, but I had an inherent understanding. I think inherently I understood, looking at the TV, I'm watching someone who's a family man, who's kind, who's caring, someone to look up to. That was formative to my life, and also how I view politics, how I view people, how I view empathy. Scary times. Let's take a listen to Hope Walz here.
I'm talking about this because while my family and I are always going to be the bigger people, the president calling my dad what he did has unleashed a storm regarding like offensive language towards me and my family, and specifically my brother. You can call me whatever you want. You can call my dad, my mom. When it's Gus, to the no, to the no. He dealt with people calling him that last August. And now there's a resurgence, and No. How is it okay that the president of the United States can call somebody, anybody, doesn't matter who they are, that, and then all of his freaking cult members come and attack those people and that person's family? Say what you want about my dad. He's an elected official, right? Like, that's going to happen. I think it's utterly disgraceful that the president would do that. But then the attacks that I have seen, I have people DMing me saying absolutely horrendous things. When I was home last week, somebody drove by and screamed that we were R words. Just driving by in their car. I'm like, what world are we living in? And again, I draw the line at Gus because he dealt with that before and not again. You people are disgraceful. Shame on you, all of you.
Yeah, I mean, beautifully said, and so incredible to see Hope Walls using her platform to talk about this and call out the bullshit and do it in such like a raw way. Say, you know, F this, this is BS and this isn't acceptable. And again, like she said it exactly. So she said it so well, excuse me, which is like the president calling anyone this and then seeing she's practically describing, you know, the trickle down effect. People end up, you know, driving by her house or her family's home or the governor's mansion. I'm not, you know, quite sure. In Minnesota, but you know, driving by and yelling those things, that the president has an effect on these things, and now she's getting hateful messages in her family, and it's so sad to see. What world are we living in where people think that that's acceptable, and the president is essentially encouraging it? This is Tim Walz himself talking about it. Take a listen.
This creates danger, and I'll tell you what. In my time on this, I'd never seen this before. People driving by my house and using the R word in front of people. This is shameful. And I have yet to see an elected official, a Republican elected official, say, you're right, that's shameful. He should not say it. So look, I'm worried. We know how these things go. They start with taunts, they turn to violence. So deeply concerned.
Yeah, 100%. Again, Donald Trump loves to fan the flames, incite the flames of violence. And of course, the Republicans who, you know, suck up to Donald Trump won't say anything. We need to start arresting people for glorifying political violence. Again, as Donald Trump ramps up the rhetoric, somebody tweeting, this is Lauren here, apologies, had to zoom in. Cool, you can start with him. Again, Donald Trump Jr. Tweeting about Nancy Pelosi's husband who got beat over the head with a hammer, tweeting, you know, Paul Pelosi's Halloween costume, excuse me, is ready. Again, these people are so hypocritical. It's all about fanning the flames and keeping power. Moving back for a second here to talk about Donald Trump's very clear and obvious cognitive decline. Take a look at this video.
The president was checked out of his job for quite some time, and everybody knows it. And there was a cover-up with people around him who were using, they would give him scripts to follow. They would point him literally in the direction, stand here, sir, wave like this. And he didn't know what he was signing.
So this is an executive order on flag burning.
So there's all sorts of just incredible implications. It sounds like a terrible novel or something, but this is reality. He pardoned categories of violent criminals and turned them loose on the streets.
He is pardoning some 1,500 January 6 rioters who have been convicted for participating in the attack on the Capitol.
Now, before we end off, you can let me know what you think of this in the comments down below. My position is I don't really think so. I don't see evidence. I also hate diving down the conspiracy theory lane. However, some people say I'm too, you know, not conspiratorial enough. I don't know if that's the best way to phrase it. But that sometimes I expect too much out of some people, too much out of this White House. Keith Edwards here tweeting, wow, could Trump be receiving the Alzheimer's drug Leqembi? It is administered via IV in the hand, causes swelling in the brain, requiring regular MRI. Excuse me, we heard Donald Trump talk about receiving an MRI. And one of the main side effects is tiredness. Is the president taking a secret Alzheimer's drug? Because, you know, one of the things here is that we've continued to see bandages on Donald Trump's hands. And so people saying he could be being administered this would explain the MRI, this would explain, you know, the tiredness and how off Donald Trump is. I don't know about that, but you can let me know what you think in the comments down below. We're going to leave it there. I appreciate you guys watching this video so much. Truly, it means the world. Once again, my name is Chris Mallory, filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. Make sure you subscribe to my channel down below. Hit like, subscribe to the Adam Mockler channel, and we will see you in the next video.